in addition to the opening Mishnah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara, Daf Tes, Daf Yud, Daf Yud Aleph, quotes five additional Mishnayos, and the Gemara points out the anomaly that the first Mishnah, of course, Beis Hillel is L'chumra, and every other Mishnah that follows, the other five, the opposite is true, Kedarko, Beis Shammai is Machmir, and Beis Hillel is Mekel. And how is it that one can seemingly resolve that issue? Is it a discrepancy or indeed is it not? So we had in Daf Tes Amud Aleph the question of Molichin or Ein Molichin Es Asulam. So Beis Shammai says absolutely not, and Beis Hillel is Matir, presumably because the concern of Simchas Yontif allows you to do something that typically one indeed would not. So you see that dispensation is granted for the sake of Simchas Yontif, where otherwise that would not be the case. What about when it comes to designation? That's the Mishnah Daf Yud. Lo Yitol, Ela Imkein Niyana Mi Bod Yom. Beis Shammai is of the opinion that in order to designate the birds for use, in such a case you have to physically handle them. And Beis Hillel disagrees and says, Zevizani Notel, that that's not necessary. Again, seemingly, in order to ensure you'll have that which is necessary for Yantif, so therefore, Beis Hillel is considered to be Lakula. And the Mishnah and Daf Yud Aleph discusses Ein Notel Nesa Eli. You have a pestle, something that typically is used for purposes of Isser. Are you allowed to utilize it with Katsev Alav Esabasa? So Beis Shammai says, absolutely not. We'll have to see what case that is. Is it just a klisha malach l'iser? Is that something which is more chamor, a muktzamach mas kisaron kis, Rashi, Tosus? But Beis Hillel says that no, that for the purpose of Simchas Yontif, one is allowed to go ahead and to use it. That's l'katze v'alav es habasar. A person engages in shchita, the Mishnah and Daf Yud Aleph, you have a difficulty. No, what do you do with the hide of the animal? You're just going to put it aside, it's going to harden. And if it hardens, that's going to be a significant loss. If this was a weekday, we would work the hides in order to see to it that indeed it can be used. They're of significant value. What about the following? To take the hide and to put it lifnei hadarsan. I'll put it on the threshold. I'll put it in the entrance to the house. So people are going to walk and they're going to be trampling, stepping on that hide. You know what? That is going to see to it that it remains soft. It's not going to harden. So Beis Shammai says, absolutely not. And Beis Hillel says, yes, yes. Apparently that's also a concern of Simchas Yontif, because we want to make sure you engage in Shchita, and if we're going to say, you know what, only use the Basar, but don't use other parts, you know, I'm going to be very hesitant to go and to do so. And yet Beis Hillel says, for Simchas Yontif, you know what, I'm going to allow you to take the hide and to put it at the threshold entrance to the house. And the following, what about this, that in Mesalkin HaSatrisin, you have these stalls, you have these carts, and they're sealed off, and no one can access the food, the provision on Yontif. Are you allowed to go ahead and to remove the shutters in order that people can access the food? So Beis Shammai says, absolutely not. And Beis Hillel says, a chiddush, that af machzirin, not only can you go ahead and remove the shutters, removing the shutters I can justify for ochel nefesh, but I can even replace it indeed when I'm done. That's not really to access the food, but ad kedei kach. Beis Hillel says, for the purpose of Simchas Yontif, we allow even to replace, not just simply to remove. So in all those cases, you see that Beis Hillel is willing to simply, Mishum Simchas Yontif, to allow that which Beis Shammai is absolutely, absolutely awesome. Wow. Oh, so Rabbi Yochanan says the following, Mukhlefes Hashita. This inconsistency cannot remain. It cannot be. But we have to assume Mukhlefes Hashita, that you know what, that something is wrong. You have to flip the Shitas. And here we'll see there are various possibilities. You can flip the Mishnah Daf Beis, and that would be an easy resolution. And that would mean that Beis Hillel is always the Kula, Beis Shammai is always the Chumra, and we're done. Or maybe it means let's leave the Mishnah Daf Beis intact. After all, you know what, this is a Mishnah Maseches Edeos as well. And not only that, as we mentioned yesterday, you know what? Thematically, what is it that links the Mishnah? What is it that links the Mishnah Edios? No, it talks about a Beis Shenolda, it talks about Shchita, it talks about Chametz. What in the world is a Tzara Shavah Shebehem? You know what the answer is? The Tzara Shavah Shebehem is in Inyanei Moed. These are the three cases that Beis Hillel is the Chumra. What the whole creation of the Mishnah is the Chumra of Beis Hillel. You're going to say in the case of Shochet Chayvov, Mukhlefes Hashita, the whole binyan falls apart. Right? The whole Mishnah now is, it's not just a matter of who says exactly what. But if the whole purpose of the Mishnah is to demonstrate chumras that you have a Beis Hillel Shita, and now you're going to introduce Mukhlefes Hashita, so how exactly does that work? So maybe I would want to leave the Mishnah Daf Beis fully intact. So then Mukhlefes Hashita, what exactly is that referring to? Maybe one could argue, what is it referring to? The other five? Let's flip all the other five. Okay, that's a huge jump as well. We're going to flip everything. Or maybe one could argue, I'm not going to flip everything. I'm not going to flip Daf Tes, Daf Yud, Daf Yud Aleph Amad Aleph, Yud Aleph Amad Aleph. Oh, Yud Aleph Amad Beis, I'm going to flip. And maybe Mukhlefes Hashita, let me flip the last case. At least the case of Amos Alkanes Hatrisin. Why would one say that that's true? Mukhlefes Hashita means, let's flip the last case and the other case. Oh, okay. So, this is a steer, apparently. Are there any terutzin? Are there any terutzin to the kasha? I don't like Mukhlefes Hashita. No, so is there a way we can resolve? Oh, so the Gemara does suggest. No? What about the case of Sulam, our Mishnah Daf Tes? The Gemara says, why in the world do you have to assume that this is a kula mishum simchas yantiv? Why can't I argue? Look, the whole problem is the perception. Lahatiach gago hutzarech. Shov chomochiach alav. Shov chomochiach alav. It's obvious it's not for the purpose of lahatiach gago, the Gemara suggests. No, this is not the type of ladder you're going to use to go ahead and to repair a roof. Imagine you can go ahead and on yantiv, if you access a step stool, and someone says, oh, it's Marish Zion because you're repairing your roof. My roof? A stepstool is not going to help me to do that. This is Shov Chomochiach Alav, and therefore, there's no problem whatsoever. It's not that I acknowledge as a prophet, Simchas Yantiv is Matir. Maybe there's no problem whatsoever. No problem whatsoever. In which case, there's no steer between Daf Beis and Daf Tes. What about the case of Nian Ami Bal Yom? What, Beis Hillel says you can use Muktzah? Beis Hillel all of a sudden says, because of Simchas Yantiv, a person can utilize Muktzah? No. After all, Zeh V'zeh Aninoto. Beis Hillel also agrees that Hachana is necessary. It's not arguing about whether Mishum Simchas Yantiv or Gmi Matir Nisra Muktzah. In order to go into use these birds, designation is necessary. But you know what? Why do you have to physically handle the birds in order to designate? What's wrong with saying Zeh V'zeh Aninoto? Zeh V'zeh Aninoto. So it's not that this is an incredible kulam yishum simchas yantiv, but rather, of course, designation is necessary. But what's wrong with a verbal designation? I'm going to use this, I'm going to use that, and that's going to be sufficient. Okay? What are you going to say about Daf Yud Aleph, the case of the Eli, the case of the Pesto? What right do you have to go ahead and to move that? So Beis Hillel says, after all, because Ika Toras Kli, Ika Toras Kli, what do you mean? This is Muktzah Machmas Rufo. You're dealing with a pestle, but it has a Shem Kli. You're going to tell me, you know what, Udaf Yudala. That's the type of Kli I usually associate with Tochen, and certain cases of Tochen Anyanta for forbidden. Okay, but doesn't it have a Toras Kli? In other words, what exactly is the status of this Eli? It's a Kli Shemalach Dole Issa. A Kli Shemalach Dole Issa is Mutter. So you're allowed to go ahead and take this Eli and move it like Katsa Vasabasa, because why is that an exception, Mishum Simchas Yantiv? Rashi says it's a klisha malach delis, which is mutter, lezara gufo. Maybe one could argue that's not so simple. Maybe one could argue this Eli is something other than a typical klisha malach delis. Maybe this is considered to be a muktamach maschisar and kis. Okay, that we'll have to discuss. There's no hitter of Tzorach Gufo Tzorach Lomo when it comes to a case of Muktzamach Mesisarn case. Maybe then we'll be inclined to argue, you know what, if that really is true, maybe this is an allowance. Mishum Simchas Yantiv. Okay, but the Gemara says, Ika Toras Kli, Rashi says, Poshub Shat, that means this conforms with the Nord Dide Tiltel when it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to Yantiv. What about the case of Orli Fnei Hadarsin? Orli Fnei Hadarsin, you really have no use for this hide. But you know what? I have a problem. If I'm going to say, don't handle the hide, a person is not going to do shchita, and therefore that will prevent him from fully celebrating, experiencing Simchas Yantiv. Beis Hillel says, chazi lemizga ilave. There's a use for the hide. No, take the hide and put it on the ground. And you know what? You're going to sit on it. You're going to lay on it. You're going to use it as a cushion. You're going to use it as a carpet. There is a sufficient use for the hide. Why is this necessarily a heter mishum simchas yantiv? This is something that has utility, and we're done. Okay. What about daf yotalef and misalkin esatrisin? Oh, so the Gemara says the following. Wait, this is a kli. What are you afraid of? Removal of the shutter is so sad. And reaffixing is a case of boneh. Don't we assume that ein binyan bestira bekelim? Ein binyan bestira bekelim. Meaning that this should be mutter mikra din. This is not necessarily that which is allowed mishum simchas yantiv. So guess what? I can explain all five of the Mishnayos. And if that really is true, you know what? I've resolved everything. Rabbi Yochanan, you don't have to come on to Mukhlefes Hashita. Well, okay. The following difficulty. Take a look at Rashi, Daf Yudim and Aleph. Dermasal Af. Rashi points out something stunning, that in the case of Mesalkin Esatrisin, or Chazora Esatrisin, there's something more than Binyan or Stira. If it was just a problem of bona vesosa, obviously you have to get around Binyan and Stira. Binyan and Stira. Okay, so I'll say in Binyan became, in Stira became. Is that it? Is that we're done? Oh, so Rashi throws in one extra line. That's incredible. Now, Rashi says, even if you assuming binyan bekelim, but nonetheless, tircha delav tzorech mi ha'havi. Wow. Tircha shelo letzorech mi ha'havi. That one line in Rashi. That's stunning. That's stunning. In the case of kelim, that Mishnah daf yud aleph, there's a problem of malacha, and that's bone and sosa. But even if you can get out of that, the bone and sosa problem, but there's another problem as well. Tircha shelo letzorech mi ha'havi. You know, this is a type of activity that we would not allow on yantiv. You know, even if you assume, technically speaking, ein binyan restir bekeim. So imagine, your yantiv project is to remove all the shutters of your house or to put up all the shutters in your house. You know what a sukkah is? It's getting cold. So you're going to go ahead and put up all the shutters. Like, what in the world are you doing? The answer is going to be ein binyan bekeim. Yeah, but Rashi says, tircha delav letzorech mi ha'havi. If that really is true, we have a problem. We have a problem. Why in the world then is Vesalamati? This is a Tirshim, Shalom Tzorech. Okay. You know what the answer must be? You're right, but. Oh, Hitiru Mishum Simchas Yantiv. Sometimes Mishum Simchas Yantiv, we are Matir. We're Matir, that which otherwise would be a Tircha Shalom Tzorech. A Tircha. So you're right. Taking down all those shutters of those carts is a pain in the neck. But you know what? It's going to allow people to go ahead and to access the food, the provisions in the car. So therefore, Mishum Simchas Yantiv Hitiru. Whoa, if that really is true, now you have a steer. Even if I can get out of Daf Tes, Daf Yud, Daf Yir Aleph, Yir Aleph Mabez is a problem. Because Amos Alkin Esatris and the Gemara did not fully resolve. Guess what? This is not our Gears in the Gemara. No? Our gears in the Gemara is, the Gemara resolves that fully by saying, "Ein binyan v'stira bekelim," I think we're done. Rashi says there's another element that the Gemara does not resolve, and that has to be addressed. What's the teretz? That's Rabbi Yochanan, Mukhlefes Hashita. So even if you don't come on to Mukhlefes Hashita because of tes, yud, yud aleph amud aleph, yud aleph amud aleph, yud aleph amud beis, force is a Mukhlefes Hashita because tircha shelo letzorech Miyahave, and that indeed, where am I to? Which would mean, Lamaskana, we're going to hold Rabbi Yochanan of Mukhlefes Hashita. And Tosus assumes, if that really is the Gorim, that's the first day in Tosus now. If that really is the Gorim, Mukhlefes Hashita, not all of the Mishnahs, but the Mishnah Andav, Yerala from the days, a Mesalkin and Satrisin, say, you know what? Mukhlefes Hashita, the simplest thing would be is to flip that Mishnah, Andav Yerala. Let Beis Amud Aleph remain intact. Let it remain intact. And you know what? We're not talking about flipping five Mishnayos. You know what? We'll work with the Terutzim of Tes Yud, Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph. But Yud Aleph, Amud Beis, we're stuck. Mukhlefes Hashita, Sein Achinami. So you know what? When it comes to that case, I'll say, Mukhlefes Hashita. Ah, and that's what Tosus assumes. In the beginning of Tosus, against Rabbi Yotam. That Mukhlefes Hashita means let Beis Amud Aleph remain intact. We have Terutzim of the Gemara. But maybe Rashi Shita, Muchlefes Hashita, will affect the Mishnah and Dav, Okay? And why my preference for Muchlefes Hashita? Because as Tosu says, switching around Beis and Aleph, that's revolutionary. That's against the mission ideas. That's against the whole structure of the case of Beitza Shenolda, the case of Shchita, the case of Chametz Bekoseves. So therefore, let's just simply go ahead and flip that around. Okay? Tosus is not happy with it. Tosus is not happy with that. No? That's the four kashas, the Tosus burdens. No? You're going to say Mukhlefes Hashita regarding Trisei Chanuyas? And let everything else remain in place. Everything else remain in place. Tosu says, that doesn't seem so right because terutzim dechukim. All those terutzim that the Gemara gives, push comes to shove, but those terutzim are not baharchava. You have to go ahead and you have to kind of dismiss four other mishnayos. This is talking about that, and this is talking about this, So Tosu says that you're going to leave those mishnayos as they are. Number one, terutzim dechukim. Okay, fine. Number two, Tosu says, what was the answer to Yeralef and Meralef of Arlif Nehadarsan? What was that teretz? Chazi the Mizga Ilaveh. Chazi the Mizga Ilaveh. That has nothing to do with Simchas Yantid. Nothing to do with Simchas Yantid. That's because if you have a hide has utility on Yantid. You go ahead and you slaughter an animal, so you know what? You'll use the basul achila, and you use the hide to go ahead and to serve as a blanket, as a cot. You can use it. Okay, what's wrong with that? You know what else is wrong with that? Take a look at Yirala from the Bays. The Gemara's Mufurish that that's not the reason the Arlif Ne'adarsin is mutter. The Gemara says the reason Arlif Ne'adarsin is mutter is because something else entirely. We have to discuss this at length. This is an incredible sugya, you know? Hitiru sofa mishum tchilosa. Wow, that's a shas sugya. Sometimes I would have ideally said, this is mutter, but this is us. This is mutter, but this is us. But if I'm going to say this is us, you know what's going to happen? You're going to walk away and say, forget it. There's no way that I'm going to. I would like to say the following. Slaughter the animal. Use the basa for the purpose of ochan nefesh, and you know what? Just leave the hide alone. You know what you're going to respond and say? Leave the hide alone. That's an incredible loss. The hide is very valuable. I'm not going to do shchita. I'm not going to do shchita for the purpose of ochan nefesh if I know that the hide cannot somehow be dealt with on yantid. So they allowed something which typically is aser, because if not, the consequence would be far worse. Whoa, that's itiru sofo mishum tchilasa. That's going to be a heavy sugya. We'll see on Daf Yud Aleph. I'll give you just a tip off. Every case and shas of itiru sofo mishum are all isurei drabam. Now, you don't find, I'm going to allow you to do an issa daraisa, because if you don't do an issa daraisa, you're not going to be willing to. Ad kadekach. Every case the Gemara mentions in Daf Yud Aleph, we're dealing with Yisuri Drabanan, Yisuri Drabanan. What's the problem here with the hide? No? You're going to go ahead and work a hide. That's Ma'abed. Ma'abed's a Malach Daraisa. No? It's Malamites Malachos. Working the hide. I'm not giving the hide to a professional to work the hide. I'm putting it on the ground and people are trampling on it. If you trample on it, it's going to be worked. It's going to remain soft. It's not going to harden. The most I will tell you is that is ma'abed kila achariyad, and therefore that is not a malach hadarais at all. So you know what? That's the chiddush. The Gemara says, orlit nehadarsan is to allow ibud kila achariyad because of hitirasof mishum tchilasa. Wow, that doesn't necessarily mean that every hatzalah guy has a right to violate malach hadarais coming home because otherwise he's not going to leave his family. We'll have to talk about it. When do you have it to yourself, Mishum Trilasa? No? The Gemara has it when it comes to Isuri Drabanan. Whoa, so Tosa says, what do you mean? The Gemara said, Arlif Ne'adarsan is because Chazir Mizmei Levei. Which means, it has nothing at all to do with the heter of Simchas Yantif of it to yourself, Mishum Trilasa. The hide has a purpose. And therefore, that's its purpose. No. That really is not the purpose of the hide, to be a shmata, to be a mat. But you know what? We're going to allow you to do that in order to ensure that you're shochet. Because Simchas Yamtiv, is that important? Oh, so you see, early Fnei Adar Sun is driven by Simchas Yamtiv. Simchas Yamtiv is such a powerful matir, it will allow even Hitir Sof Mishum Tchilasa. Wow, wow. Oh, so that's Tosus the second Kasha. So you see a real difficulty, no? On the one hand, Beis Hillel says, no, we're not going to be Matu Mishum Simchas Yamtiv, Beis Amar Aleph. On the other hand, here, early Fnei Adar Sun, Daf Yud Aleph, we're matir even sof mishum tchilasa mishum simchas yamtiv. That remains as a stira. That remains as a stira. Simchas yamtiv is the matir. You're going to tell me, yeah, but the Gemara suggested chazan mizgal avei. That's not the real teretz. That's like the first commentatosis. These are terutzim dechukim. How do you know terutzim dechukim? The Gemara doesn't even accept it on the next daf, no? On Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara says, Arli Fnei Adar Sun is not because of Chaz Lemizgel Avei. So how indeed can that be? Wow, okay. Kasha 3, the Tosu says. No. The case on the Bezim and Aleph. No. Shchita. Hashochet Chaya V'ov. Oh, so we learned this again. Of Zayin and Bez. No. What exactly is the Machlokas between Bezim and Rishami? The Machlokas is Hashochet Sheba Limolech. No? A shochet comes and says, you know what? I'm in a quandary. I have a difficulty. I want to be shochet this animal, but I didn't fully prepare dirt for kisiyada. For kisiyada. So, what exactly should I do? What exactly should I do? Oh, so the Gemara, no, the details. A technical machlokes between Rabba and Rabbi Yosef. Rabba Yosef. No? Zayin obeys. Rabbi says, we'll tell the guy the following. Shchot, do the shchita. And then chafor, do kisui. Right? Access the dirt, uchasei. Shchot, chafor, v'chasei. Good. Rabbi Yosef says, no. Well, what's that whole assumption of shchot, chafor, v'chasei? Do shchita. Well, wait a second. I'm going to do shchita, the blood's going to start pouring out. Oh. It must be a case where, Zayin obeys, there's afra lamata. There's already dirt underneath. Ooh. So if there's already dirt underneath, I can say, do the shchita now. Once the shchita is done and there's afra, which is lamata, now I'll allow you to go into place afra lamala as well, and we're good. And Rabbi Yosef says the following, no. Even if there's no afra lamata. No, but you need afra lamata. No. I'll tell the guy. Chafor, shchot v'chasei. You know what? I'll tell the guy. You know what? Prepare the dirt for underneath, then do shchita, then go ahead and cover. Oh, so a very technical machlokas, Rabbi Yosef has learned. What's step one? What would I tell him? Shchot or chafor? And a real nafkamina, no? Because according to Rabbi Shita, the only suggestion I can give him is if you'll do the shchita in a place where there's afra lamata. Why not just go ahead and start digging? Because digging before shchita, I'm afraid you may decide not to do the shchita. And the digging was absolutely shelo lazarech. Wow, so that was a pretty heavy machlokas. It's not a machlokas whether you need afra lamata, the Gemara says avamina. No, you need it, but you have to have it in advance. So Rabbi Yosef says, no, chafor shchot v'chasei. Rabbi says, you have to have the afra lamata in advance, and we'll let you now after the shchita to do whatever it is for the Gemara. The Gemara hakisi. Okay, wow. Technical machlokas. Now, aliba daman. Wait, according to the first day in Tosus, this is all according to Beis Shammai. Rabbi Yosef, back and forth. And don't forget, what is the case of the Gemara? I'm giving you a whole lumbus. No, halacha lemaisa. A shochet comes to you and says, what do I do? What do you tell him? Rabbi says this, or Yosef that. None of that's true. You know what the psak is? Lo yishchot. Beisilo, lo yishchot. So, if you're going to leave the Mishnah intact, and Abbey Zemar Aleph, you have a machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, which is Aliba de Beis Shammai, Shelo Kilchasa. Oh, so Tosus points out in Sukkah. No, Daftes Zemar Aleph. You know what? Sukkah Daftes Zemar Aleph, a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beisilo regarding a Sukkah Yashamah. You have a sukkah that was not constructed, ooh, the shame sukkah, ooh, lishma. You know what? What's the story? Shammai says, what do you mean? Yeshiva is absolutely necessary. You're not going to fulfill the mitzvahs yeshiva. And guess what? Details, Yerushalmi. You know what? If you have such a sukkah, what do you have to do? You have to mamash dismantle it. You have to realign the sach. You have to put in a table. You know, Tosus is already bothered. All this is according to Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, not. According to Beis Hillel, not. It's a little surprising that here you go ahead and have a machlokis, which is all a libid of Beis Shammai. So Tosus writes the following, realize, that's not so unusual, because sometimes, you're going to refine the machlokis according to Beis Shammai, but there's going to be nafkaminis even according to Beis Hillel. That's really, really important. No? That's really important. We discussed the classic case, no? Beis Adav Gimel, no? Beis Adav Gimel. The whole deal in the Gemara, another Tatosus. Rabbi Yitzchok Shita. Ein klin nital elo davar nital. No? You can only move A on Shabbos Yantif to serve as B if B is not Mukza. But if B is Mukza, you can't move A l'tzorach B. Ein klin nital elo davar nital. Rabbi Yitzchok. And our Gemara was bothered, no? Well, what do you mean? You have a Beis HaShenolda, and the Braisa suggests kofel of a saklin. Cover it. What right do I have to move a kli for the tzorech of a beitza? For beitza is something which is a mokta. Guess what? That's all according to Rabbi Yitzchak. And we don't pass like Rabbi Yitzchak. We pass in that you can move a kli the tzorech makomo. You can move a kli any tzorech gufo. No, it doesn't have to be for a davarnito. So those is something unbelievable. Yeah. But you know what you see? You know what you see from Beis Adav Gimel? That, how is Rabbi Yitzchak going to understand that brisa? Oh, the answer is, you know what? I moved a kli l'tzorech, and once the kli is biyadi, yolichen l'makom shiirtza. Now I can put it on top of the beitza. Even though I was allowed to metaltel for that purpose, but once you have tiltul, Yolichena, welcome Shiritza. Whoa, so you know what? That's an unbelievable gift. We were ma'ayin in the Shita of Yitzchak, and we came up with a principle, which is called Yolichena, welcome Shiritza. And that cloud that we sowed is good as gold. That's true, even according to the Chacham who disagreed with Yitzchak. That's a yisod. What the cause of the yisod, so to speak, what got us into this whole discussion was the Shita of Yitzchak. But the takeaway is incredible. The takeaway is one of the yisodos of mukta, yolichena makom shiirtza, and we saw three shitas. No, ooh, reisam above, yarder, rachaim, the gon, ooh, you know. When do you apply the principle? Is it only when it comes to tiltul kelim? Does it even apply to mukta machmas gufo? Is there a difference between whether the tiltul was beheter or whether the tiltul was beiser? Yeah, three different shitas in Rishonim. No. But this is like studying. You have a shita that we're madchil lahalacha, but you know what? The yisod. Oh, so Tosus writes that in Sukkot Tes. Realize there's nothing wrong with discussing a shita that we don't follow. You know, because very often you're going to glean something that ooh, pops, and that's something that's so relevant. Oh, for example, let's say in that case in Sukkot Tes, Beis Hillel says you can sit in a sukkah yisham. You can sit in a sukkah yisham. You don't need lishma. You don't need lishma. I mean, is that lechachila? Oh, so I'll tell you the following. Ooh, don't forget the Ram. Sukkah alef mer alef. Even Beis Hillel agrees that a sukkah should be a sukkah lishma. Beis Shammai goes the next step and says, and if not, you're not going to be yotzei. Wow, you're not going to be yotzei. You have tefillin that are not lishma, you're not going to be yotzei. But even Beis Hillel agrees that lishma is a din lechatchila. A din lechatchila. Wow. And you know what? For all inyanei sukkah, there's a critically important Rashba. Just remember this now. Where the Rashba writes, there are two models of sukkah. There's one model of sukkah, sukkah A, or chal shim shemayim ala sukkah. There's another model of sukkah that you can be yotzei the mitzvah of the yeshiva, but lo chal shem shema la sukkah. That's pretty unbelievable. When a goy makes a sukkah,
You don't do simchal shem shema la sukkah, but if you sit in a sukkah, you're going to be otzi.
The Rashba writes, there are two models of sukkah. There are two models of sukkah. A sukkah which chal shem shemayim, a sukkah which lo chal shem shemayim. You know what Beis Hillel's shita is? Even if you sit in model B, you can still fulfill the mitzvah of a sukkah station. But you don't have the status, the elevated status of chal shem shemayim sukkah. Ooh, that's an incredible Rashba. Incredible Rashba. Where in the world is that Rashba found? So you're fortunate. Now, guess what? Nowhere in the Masech HaSukkah. Nor Masech HaSukkah. Not because you're the upper Masech HaSukkah. Now, Rashba, Beit Zadav Lamed. Beit Zadav Lamed. No. That, you know, you learned Sukkah last year, you don't know. All of a sudden this year, you see the most important Rashba in all Masech HaSukkah. Now, Beit Zadav Lamed. Now, where there are two models of Sukkah. You know what that means? There are two models of Sukkah. That which the Gemara discusses, according to Beis Shammai, Sukkah Daftes, but what do you do with the sukkah which is a suish lo yishma? How do you rectify that problem? That's not only a libet Beis Shammai. That's a libet Beis Hillel as well, because even Beis Hillel agrees there are two models of sukkah. And the mitzvah b'shleimusa is a sukkah which is chal shem shemayim ala sukkah, with differences daraisa, and that requires chidush davar. That's what Tosas writes. That, you know what, sometimes you'll have a shock of the tarya according to Beis Shammai, which is so relevant according to Beis Hillel. It's so relevant according to Beis Hillel. Wow. And Tosas in the Sukkah Daf Tes tells you, take a look in Beit Zadav Zayin. Tosas gives you the Maramakum. No? Take a look at our Sugya. That's our Kash of Tosas. No? Our Kash of Tosas is the following. Wait a second. This from Achlokas, Rabin Rav Yosef. Now, but whether the proper instruction to Shochet HaBali Malach is Shchot Chafor or Chafor Shchot, can you really say that's fully relevant according to Beis Hillel? That's fully relevant according to Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says it's a non-starter. Lo yishchot. It's a non-starter. No? So there, I wouldn't say that, you know what? That this meets that bar of shak levetar v'lida Beis Shammai that is revolutionary according to Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says you're dead wrong. No, it's a non-starter. Lo yishchot. And the nafka mina is Hashochet HaBali Malach. So Tosa says, that's really troublesome then, no? Like, how? You have a whole machlokas Rabbi Rav Yosef, which is only a Lidu Beis Shammai. Why would that, with no nafka mina according to Beis Hillel, with no relevance according to Beis Hillel, why would that be? Why would that be? Oh, and then Tosa says, fourth kasha. You know what? So, let's leave the Gemara as it is. You know what? Oh, the Trisei Chanuyos is very, very simply because Amos Elkin is because he's been in the Stira B'Kelim. Wait, you're going to say Mukhlefa Sashita, which means Amos Elkin is Satrician is Vesilo. And the reason for yes, Mesalkin is because Ain Bini Makiru Stalin. And that means, according to Beis Hillel, Yesh B'nei Yisir V'Kelim. That means, the Maskana, according to Beis Hillel, Yesh B'nei Yisir V'Kelim. Really? Really? Is there really B'nei Yisir V'Kelim? Is there really B'nei Yisir V'Kelim? Shabbos Kuchav Beis. Ain B'nei Yisir V'Kelim. Everything's out of kilter now, no? Of all things you're going to switch... Mesalkin, Ein Mesalkin is Satrisin. And you're going to say Beis Hillel is of the opinion Ein Mesalkin because Yesh Bini Nustir B'Kelim. That's not true. Ein Bini Nustir B'Kelim. Those are also four kashas. We'll have to discuss. It's like all or nothing. Always or never when it comes to Yesh Bini and Ein Nustir B'Kelim. But those are Tosus' difficulties. So realize the difficulty that Tosus writes in just simply assuming, you know what, a minor flip. A minor adjustment. Okay. Elamai. Oh, so guess what? The Rif, the Balamor, the Ran, the Shulchan Aruch. Guess what? The Mechaber quotes all these cases the way we have it. The Rif quotes all the Mishnayos Kitzurasan. Wow. Which means the Sheet of the Rif, the Sheet of the Balamor, the Sheet of the Mechaber, is we don't accept Mechlefes Hashita at all. Everything is exquisitely in place. Everything is fully accurate. All six Mishnayos.
All six Mishnayos. And you know what? The Terutz in the Gemara are real. And guess what? Not like Rashi on Daf Yud. The whole issue of Misalkin and Ein Misalkin is just not a question of a Tircha Shel Atzarah or Simchas Yantif is Matir, but it's just a question of Binyan Stir Bekarian and Ein Achanami. Ein Binyan. Ve'ein Stir Bekarian. We don't assume a Flefes Hashita at all. At all. Wow. Okay, so the first day in Tosus, Poshub Shad, following Rashi Shita is, yes, Mechlefes Hashita, but only in K6. Treason. The Rif, and Ein Achanami the Machaber. The Mechaber writes in Tav Tzariches, Lo Yishchot. Pasuk like Beis Lodav Beis. The Mechaber writes in Tav Kuvtes, that Af Machzirin, when it comes to treason. In other words, not Mechlefes Hashita. And now the third possibility, Rabbeinu Tam. Yes, Mechlefes Hashita. But guess what? Beis Zaman Aleph. Hashochet Chayiv Of is Mechlefes Hashita. And Ein Achinami, Beisil is Lakula. Beisil is Lakula. Aye, Mishnah Adios, the structure of the Mishnah. Yeah, that was the Chiddush Rabbi Yochanan. It was based on a false assumption. That's Mechlefes Hashita. Lefi HaTos. You're right. That the Mishnah was redacted in that fashion, but you know what? Once you assume Mechlefes Hashita, guess what? That was Betos. Which would mean now Beis Hillel Shita is consistently Lekula. And therefore, in our Mishnah, Shochet Chayavov, no problem. Do the Shita of a Chayavov, and now just take the dam, right? Take the offer and cover the dam. And guess what? You don't need hachana for kisi hadam. You don't need hachana for kisi hadam. A, mechlefes hashita, beisilu, we pass him like his lakula, and lakula means that just go ahead and take the dirt and use it for the person of kisi hadam. And Rabbi Natam says the following, and the zochrani, and I remember from my youth that lo hayim asrichin klal. It was commonplace to do shchita on yantif. They didn't have refrigeration. They couldn't preserve the meats properly. It was common that shchita was done, but they wouldn't designate dirt for the purpose of kisi adam before yantif because it's not necessary. Wow. So Rabbi Natam shchita mechlefes is davbeis, and therefore we're matir, and therefore no achan is necessary. Also screams, wait a second. There's no such day, Tosu says. There's no such day, no? After all, that even if you say Mechlefes Hashita, so Beishtil is going to adopt what was the Shita Beishamai. Beishamai is going to adopt what was the Shita of Beishtil, meaning you need a deck of notes. You need Hachana. Rabbi Natam says, Mechlefes Hashita, you don't need Hachana. You don't need Hachana. You absolutely need Hachana. Of course, that's true. No? Tosus Chesem and Aleph. You need a Dekar Notes. You need a Dekar Notes. No? Everybody agrees that that's necessary. What's the Machlokes Beisila Beishamai? Not Hachana. Machlokes Beisila Beishamai, right, is the following. You know what? That if a Shchita was already done, everybody agrees it's Mutter. And what happens if I'm about to do the Shchita? And what's the problem? The problem is, Chesam and Aleph. No? You have a Dekar Notes, you have Afar Tichuach, but you know what the problem is? When you go ahead and you remove that Afar, you're making a hole. And that is Chofer Gmur B'Shabbos. That is a Malacha Shinetzrit L'Gufa, or maybe a Malacha Shinetzrit L'Kofer Kabbalah of Mekalkel, Rashi Tosus, B'Malchum Simchas Yandi. That's the technical machlokas Tosu says. But everyone agrees that a Dekar Notes is necessary because Hachana is vital. What's Rabbi Natan talking about? Good, you flip the Shitas. But Hachana is not in question. Everybody agrees you need a Dekar Notes. A Dekar Notes. Isn't that absolutely clear? When we learned the Sugya Chas, he pointed out, is that so obvious? Maybe Dekar Notes is necessary to avoid Malacha, but not in order to provide Hachana. No? Of course, the Dekar Notes is necessary if, the Gemara says the following, Va ka'avid ptisha. No, what do you mean? You're making a hole and you're grinding up, they're malachas daraisa. So Rashi writes, you know what? We're going to avoid any issue of chofer because there's Rei Dekar notes. And we're going to avoid kotish because it's Sefer Tikuach. Yeah, but what do you do about the Guma case? Why do you need Dekar notes? Is Dekar notes necessary just to avoid an act of chofer? Or is Dekar notes necessary to satisfy the need for hachana? That's the issue, no? Rabbi Yotam sheet is as follows. The Dekar notes is not mishum hachana. That's Rabbi Natam Shita. Against the Tosus and Chesem and Aleph. That says, everybody agrees in your Dekar notes to solve the hachana. That was Tosus' kasha. No? Vim Tomer, in Cain, Lamli Dekar notes. What did Tosus answer? Be'inon she'muchan. You need hachana. Dekar notes is necessary for hachana. As opposed to having Dekar notes was necessary in that Echadinza. Because otherwise, if there's no Dekar notes, you're engaged in chofer. Wow. So Rabbi Natam Shita is as follows. That just like the Gemara says that we're going to allow a malacha shena tzirich legufa or a malacha shena tzirich lekafer with mekalka mishum simchas yantiv, so therefore we're going to be matir any concept of muktzah as well. Wow. And therefore it's mutter to do shchita and afterwards to go ahead and to dig and indeed to cover. Wow. That's the shita of Rabbi Natam. And that's against, right, the Tosus and that Chesem and Aleph, and against the Tosus and that Testament Beis, the questions, Rabbi Natan. What do you need? Everybody agrees you need a Dekar notes in order to solve the Hachana problem. In other words, whoa, even if we're going to allow a Malacha Shena Tzricha Lagufa, Chofer Guma, you still have to solve the Muktzah problem. Well, that's pretty heavy, no? In other words, on the scale of things, maybe one would have thought the opposite, but on the scale of things, I'm going to be more mekel in a malach shen tzirich legufa than I will in a muktzah issue. Wow. And, Rabbi Kveger, Tav Tzadiches, we discussed that, no? Right, that's the source of the Ramah, no? Tav Tzadiches, if you doubt it. Where the Ramah says, if you have a choice of malach shen tzrich legufa as opposed to muktza, your better option is a malach shen tzrich legufa. Wow. Mechateisi. Because the Gemara says, push comes to shove, we're going to allow a case of malach shen tzrich legufa, chesem ad aleph. But we're not going to allow muktza, and that's why we insist on a Dekar notes. Oh, that's against Rabbi Natan. Wow. That's important. What do you mean? We're not going to allow muktzah mishum simchas yantiv. The other Tosus nav chesem et aleph. No? What do you mean? The Tosus of Rabbi Yehuda. What do you mean that? How is it that we make our pashtida? No? Tosus nav chesem et aleph. How do we? You cook the first time on yantiv and the oven is filthy. So now what? Move the ash. Chesem et aleph. Cold ash is no lagamur. No? Cold ash is no lagamur. And even though Beis Zaman Aleph, there's machlokes, between Beis Zil Beis Shammai, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, regarding nolad. No, that's only nolad she'eno gamur. Nolad gamur is absolutely aser. Everybody agrees hachana is needed. And you can't say the chayfetz is mechen es atzmo if the chayfetz didn't exist. So if you have something which is absolute nola gamur, everybody agrees that it's aser. So if that's true, cold ash is nola gamur. What right do you have to go ahead and to push aside the cold ash? So tos al karchav, we're going to be matir muksa mishum simchas yantiv. What do you mean? Our Tosha just said, that's not true. You need a Dekar notes, otherwise we're not going to be matir. Elamai, no. That Tosha is the chesem and aleph. We're matir muktzah mishum simchas yantiv. You missed the word. We're matir tilto muktzah mishum simchas yantiv. Tilto muktzah mishum simchas yantiv. A basis shenolda. Why not say, of course it's mutter v'achila. Because we're matir muktzah mishum simchas yantiv. You know what the answer is? Tilto, yes, but achila no. Why not? Oh, maybe achila's daraisa, achara daraba, beis v'beis. Or maybe because, maybe it's not daraisa, but it's ke'en daraisa, Tosu said. Posuk, Echinos Hashri Aviyu. No, Achila. Okay. What about using it for kisui adam? It's not exactly total. It certainly is not achila, no? Kind of somewhere in between. You know what that's called? Hishtamshus. Hishtamshus. Oh, we have hishtamshus, no? You want to go ahead and use them to support your bed? What better choice than an egg, no? Eggs can be very hard if you position them in the right way, no? So the Gemara says, no, you're not allowed to do that, no? You cannot go ahead and use an egg, a beis shenoda, for kari hamita. Why not? Tilta. That's not tilta. That's yishtamshus. Yishtamshus. Who says? Who? That's the deal of the marsha. No? Lamed gimel. Yishtamshus is kein achila. Yishtamshus is kein achila. Wow. So that's the chiddush that Tosos points out. You need a decker notes. Because kisui adam is to be mishtamish b'muktzah. Mishtamish b'muktzah is kein achila. That everyone agrees is usher, and that has to be solved, even if you can chisel away Malchashin and Tzirich L'gufa. Wow, that's a pretty heavy Kiddush, no? But still you need the Dekar notes. And that's against Rabbi Natam. That's against Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam who says, you know what, Mukhlefes Hashita means Dabbez, and if that really is true, you know, we can get by even without prior designation to the dirt which is used for Kisei Adam. Because Mishum Simchas Yantif, that's fine. Just like Chesem and Aleph, the Pashnida case. Wow. That's a Chiddush, Rabbi Natan. You can disagree with the whole Machleves Hashita, Rabbi Natan, and you can disagree with his application to argue that, no, even if it is Machleves Hashita, but nonetheless, the Muktzah problem has to be solved. Has to be solved. Oh. But Rabbi Natan, Machleves Hashita is that base. Which means that according to Rabbi Natan Shita, consistently, Beis Shammai is machmer in Simchas Yantif. And Beis Hillel are the matirim when it comes to Simchas Yantif. Wow, that's Rabbi Natan Shita. Is this based on another possibility? Maybe yes, maybe no. We've discussed a few times already, no? Beis Adav Tezvav, no? Tezvav Mabeis. No, that... Rabbi Eliezer, no? gave Shir all the Anyantif and all the Tamidim, that, you know, whatever. It was a Monday, it was a Tuesday, you know, like, okay, it's like, withered out. You still have to chaz the Shir Klal, you know, that was the punchline, no? Bavasra Chavdalit? Okay. But the Gemara is a Stira Sapsukim, no? Psachim Samaches, the Sugi Beit Zedav Tezvav. How is it that one celebrates Yantif? Atzeres Hashem Elokecha, Atzeres Ti Elohem. Two psukim, they're so. What do you do? Well, I'll tell you the following. Know yourself. Maybe this is a Hagdara. Ooh. That whenever you have Shnei Ksum Achishim Zezeh, you know what I always do? I look for a Kosev HaShlishi Shachri B'nehem. Right? You always look for a Kosev HaShlishi Shachri B'nehem. Right? Because if you come to davening on time, that's kind of a familiar refrain. Now you come late, you probably skip Rav Yishmael. No, but you skip Rav Yishmael. You don't know the Midas HaTorah. No, how can that be? Now, so you look for the Kosev HaShlishi. You look for the Kosev HaShlishi. I ask you the following Kiddush. What if you can't find a Kosev HaShlishi? There is no. If you have a Kosev HaShlishi, you're good to go. This Pasuk refers to this case. This Pasuk refers to that case. What if there is no Kosev HaShlishi? For example, Atzeres Hashem Elokecha, Atzeres Ti Elohem. So you know, all of a sudden my focus, Rabbi Yeshua. So you know what? You know what Rabbi Yeshua Shita is? Chelkei. If there's no Kosev HaShlishi to tell you this applies there, you have to do both. You have to do both. That's the expectation. If the halacha is this applies here, this applies there, I'm good to go. But if not, both apply everywhere. Guess what? Chelkei. You have to accommodate on Yantif, the Ramayis Perek Lamed, the Shabbos, and Shabbos as well, both. Hashem Elokecha Machem. Oh, Tefillah, Talmud Torah, Suda, both are necessary. Rabbi Eliezer. You know, no. If you don't have the Kosev HaShlishi, options. O Kul Hashem, O Kul Lachem. If there's no Kosev HaShlishi to tell you, do this here and do this there, you know what that means? Discretion. That was Rabbi Eliezer's discretion. Incredible, no? And Rabbi Eliezer, if you have discretion, you really don't have a choice. No, because there's an option of Kul Hashem. There's an option of Kul Hashem. So you know what? Shir all day. No? That was Rabbi Eliezer. Elazar's Shabbaton was much more intense than our Shabbaton. No, like I got so many shiurim. Like it's a 2-hour break in the afternoon. No, like, but you know, and I have a meal of a shiur before mincha. But okay, you have to know your limits. No, like okay, so oh, shiur all day. No, okay. So that was Rabbi Elazar Shita. Now that Okul Hashem Okul Hachem. Which means, pretty fascinating, no? Rabbi Elazar Shita is that, you know what? Simchas Yantiv al yedei achila is not the only option. According to Rabbi Yeshua, you must. According to Rabbi Elazar, that's not really true. These are two options of how to fulfill Enochinami, a mitzvah kiyumis of achil, not achil. Ozeh. That's what Lezoshita. Well, Shechter once pointed out, now that, you know, the Gemara Dinah of Zayin, Rabbi Lezer Shamutiu, Tosus writes, Tamide Beshama. No? If that would be true here, Tamide Beshama, it's not so surprising, Rabbi Natan. Realize we're talking about the allowance of Simchas Yanta Trimati. Meaning the allowance of Simchas Yanta Imatar Ayyadei Achila. And Rabbi Eliezer Shita is that, you know what, that Okul Hashem Okul Hachem. According to Ben Yatam, Beishamai L'shita say, no, Simchas Yanta is not going to be Matir, that which typically speaking would be Aser. What do you mean? The mitzvah of Simchas Yantif indeed should be matir. Realize, Rabbi Elazar Shita, that there always is plan B, which according to Elazar was plan A. No? That was the Kul Hashem plan. According to Rabbi Yeshua, you know what? That's indeed what one must do. So therefore again, perhaps again, there's an element of the Shitase in that discussion as well. That case, of Eli, no, Lakatseva Sabasa. So here I want you to take a look. Now, the Tosus and Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph, the Maskel Ein, where what exactly is the problem? Rashi writes, you know, it's a klisha malach deyse. Why did Rashi say it's a klisha malach deyse? Because that's the teretz of the Gemara, no? Toras kli. Tosus points out. Wait a second. What do you mean that this is a case of a mukta machmas chisaron kis? A muktzeh machmas chisaron kis. Well, that's a fascinating deal. Now, what is the relationship between a kli shamalach deyser and a muktzeh machmas chisaron kis? Is muktzeh machmas chisaron kis the equivalent of muktzeh machmas gufo? Or is a muktzeh machmas chisaron kis just a form of an isur of tzoltol kamen? Of a klisha malach deyser. Maybe I'll say the following. A typical klisha malach deyser is, I'll add one word, rov malach deyser, a hammer. Typically, a hammer bends a nail, but you can use a hammer to crack open a nut. So it's rov malach deyser, maybe malach deyser. If something is a muktzeh machmas chisaron kis, you know what that means? Duch demiyachid ba, I'm not going to do anything else with it other than, no? Other than. I want to crack open a nut. I'll use a hammer. I'm not going to use my camera. No? I could take the camera and really, you know, smash and it'll break open the nut. No, this camera is only used for... A camera is komal after this. Koma. Oh, that's a tosus. Shabbos lamedvav mad aleph. A muktzeh machmas chisaron kis is komal after this. A kli shomal after this is rov mal after this. Miat mal after lehetir. That we'll have to talk about. That hagdara. Is it really true that a muktzeh machmas chisaron kis is just an enhanced form of tiltul kamen? As opposed, maybe to argue that, you know what, if the whole kli is only defined in terms of this, and this is usher, that means it doesn't have a shame kli. In which case it's like sticks, stones, dirt. That's a very heavy issue. We discussed that, no? Tosus, Rabbi Kaveger, someone familiar, no? Beitz it up, beitz ma beitz, no? What was the machlokas, Tosus, Rabbi Kivega? Is there a migudis katsoi, according to Rabbi Shimon, when it comes to muktzeh machmas chisaron kis, no? Tosus is bothered. Now, after all, that Gabi Shabbos, Sosamatanik Rabbi Shimon. What? In Mavakin Esim and Akaros, Muktzamach Meshisaran Kis. Wait, wait, that's a Muktzamach Meshisaran Kis coupled with Migdis Katzoi, no? So Chazer the Shir, on top of Beis Mabeis. No? That's going to be very relevant for this Machlokis as well. What exactly is that pesto? Is the Nisr of Tultul Kalim? Is it really similar to a case of Muktzamach Maskufo? That we'll have to discuss. And we'll discuss a little bit about Breira and Sof Tumalasis. Now that Yiramanah. Okay, but again, Chazer, that this, and we'll pick up, I think the next year is what tomorrow we'll do, and Monday, Sunday's not sure. Okay, Monday we'll pick up at this point, but we're going to start moving pretty quickly. Okay.
Get a phone number?
Yeah, just call 973-473.